Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
So, Lindley, here's the thing.
Actually, it's Lincoln.
Ugh, unmemorable. Well, just pay attention. You'll be doing this when I'm gone.
When you're gone? But where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere today, separation anxiety, but your people can't pay my consultation fee forever. And I've learned to train a backup who can take over after the inevitable betrayal.
Okay, but I mostly just make sure the servers are running.
Well, buckle up, Lyndon Johnson. You might be in charge someday. Just tell the listener that the podcast isn't real and other dimensions don't exist, which is a handy lie for my bosses and your bosses as well. And the content-starved masses tend to eat it up.
So it isn't real.
Yes, bravo, you've got the part. Oh, sometimes you have to do ad copy. Luckily, they find it edgy when you're clearly uninvested. Finally, pull this lever to intercept the transmission from Foon. Now, prepare for a journey beyond imagination, because I'm going to sketch what I'd look like with bangs while they yammer on for 45 minutes.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. Some time ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon. Somehow I'm still getting a weak Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King, which I use to upload a podcast I record every week here on the ship. Stephanie? Is that Usidor? Usidor is... The name of the ship is Stephanie?
SS Stephanie.
SS Stephanie. What does the SS stand for?
Something, something.
Something, something. I'm going to start over. You, sir, you don't mind if I start over.
Oh, no, please.
All right, great. Hey, hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp, blah, 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 blah. Some time ago, I fell through a blah, 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 blah. SS Stephanie. This will all, I'll edit it later.
Okay.
It'll all make sense. From the ship, the SS Stephanie. And I'm joined as always. That was pretty good, right?
I thought it was excellent.
I am joined as always by my co-host, seafaring buddy, Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fienyog, the dwarves know me as Zonin Hookstanges, and the people of the sea know me as Tuif. And there may be other secret names, names so powerful that if uttered aloud, the very seas we sail would boil, and then we'd be sitting on the bottom of the ocean.
That would be bad. Don't do those.
But our skin would look great.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Okay, so it's sort of some downsides, some good
sides. Steam opens you right up.
Yeah. You know, Usidor, I've been meaning to ask. I feel like this week, you know, we've been sailing towards the hot sea.
Oh, yes.
In search of the Book of Sight to help us defeat the Dark Lord and save all of Foon and Earth, frankly. But I've noticed you've seemed a little down numerous times. I've come up here on deck and seen you just staring out at the sea, kind of just low, like keening.
Oh.
I don't know if I'm using that word correctly, just sort of keening like this. That's kind of a sea whale, right?
I don't know what that word
is. Do you keen on the sea or more on a moor? Where do people keen? Am I Is that even a word?
I don't know. Did I make that up? You might have made that up.
I don't know who the fuck to ask. It's just me, you, a bunch of bears. I don't know where Chunt is.
Well, all I can say is...
That old turtle's around someplace.
She's sunbathing. We don't want to bother her right now. Here's the thing. I have worked for years, decades, centuries, attempting to defeat the Dark Lord, to gather my compatriots together to fight off evil. And it turns out this entire time, there was a secret society, the Silent Eye.
Yeah, we got these coins.
And I am very concerned now why they didn't ask me to join sooner. And why didn't they want to join my quest? I was asking everyone everywhere about it.
Look, Usador, I know you want to make this quest to defeat the Dark Lord about you.
It's why I was created.
Well, sure. I guess you say. Maybe.
Oh, did somebody say sure? Did what? We hit land?
Whoa.
What is this bear doing here?
It's me.
What?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, Chunt, you're a bear now.
Yeah, sorry I was held up. I was down in the saloon drinking with all the bears. Now that we've woken up, we woke up all the bears, and now I'm just partying with them.
Listener, this is my other co-host, Chunt the Shapeshifter, who's usually a talking badger, but I guess he's a bear now.
I should have known it was you, Chunt. I didn't at first. You surprised me being a giant bear and all. Mm-hmm. But your coloring, your fur is exactly the same as when you were a little chunty badger.
Chunt, did you fuck a black bear?
Why does that matter?
I mean, no, that's the kind of bear.
Listen, I didn't fuck any bears, okay? I found something out. I discovered something, and it's very exciting. Ever since Tussidor exploded, right? Ever since we consummated our marriage on the dance floor at our wedding, I can shapeshift at will. I mean, I can turn into whatever animal, but I still kind of look like a badger. So look, let me turn into a spider.
Whoa!
See, I look like a spider, but obviously I'm a badger with eight legs.
You look like a spider wearing a bad skunk pajamas.
Well, you'd be surprised how hard it is to find a badger outfit.
Uh-huh.
Look, here, let me turn into a fox. Ugh.
Oh.
See, I'm still...
You always keep the same markings now.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that cool? I guess so. It's weird.
Oh, it's wonderful.
You look like a badger ate a fox.
Well, now you're just being rude. Let me turn into Arnie.
Oh.
You look good.
I'll turn back into a bear. Yeah,
that's pretty similar.
I've met all the bears. There's Lacey, Frederick, Jeffrey, Corduroy, Treadwell, Bug. I'm friends with all of them.
Wow. Tell me more about Corduroy.
Corduroy is the bartender in the saloon. He has like a bit of a pork pie hat at an angle, a real raspy voice.
All the bears just roar and rumble.
Yeah, they roar and rumble, but he's got a little bit more poetry to his roar and rumble.
Oh.
He has like a vest jacket with a stain on it, kind of a bear stain.
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to understand the bears then?
No. But I can, when I'm in my bear form, they can understand me.
Oh.
So it's sort of a trade-off where, you know.
What's a bear stain?
What did I say?
You said it was a jacket with kind of a bear stain on it?
No, I said he serves beer in a stein. A bear stein.
I swear before you said bear stain.
No, what? It was never that.
No, I said he serves beer in a bear stein. Why would it be bear stain?
I don't know. I feel like I'm going crazy. I swear you said bear stain.
Well, you're from another dimension, so
I guess that's
you think
true.
You hear what you want to hear.
Yeah, I guess so.
And your insanity weighs on me, too.
What?
I urge you, calm yourselves. Every time you feel something, I also feel it. I am Xylox. I have stowed away on this ship here to hide from the cacophonous emotions that do exist in the land.
Guys, holy shit.
What the fuck is that?
Just some kind of weirdo trying to butt in on our conversation.
No. This is clearly a demon, and Usador must slay it.
Please don't. I urge you. I can feel the rage that you feel towards demons, but I'm sort of a cool demon.
Oh, he's turning blue. He's like a blue demon.
I've never seen a demon turn blue like that before.
Yes, it is fear that you see in me. I have been cursed with the feelings of all humanity, and also I can feel your feelings.
Oh. There's a little blue demon.
An empathetic demon.
I mean, I've seen a duke turn into a blue devil, but never a blue demon. It's so sad.
Yeah, it's tough being me.
Now, Xylox, how did you come to be this way? Did you used to be a terrible fire-breathing demon of hellfire and hatred?
No, I was never such a thing. I always had a peaceful streak in me, so all the other demons used to make fun of me.
Oh.
And I would feel like I was worthless because I knew that they felt that I was worthless.
Oh, how sad.
Yeah, I had a tough childhood.
Oh. I'm so sorry to hear
guys.
That.
Xylox, we're so sorry. You sort of put your sword away.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Put it
yes.
away. No. Guys, Xylox. It's kind of a martyr, guys, right? I mean.
No, I mean, don't feel bad for me or anything. No, go ahead. Don't worry about me. Just do your own stuff.
Wait, you
I'll
sort
be fine.
Take the sword back out. I think he wants to fall on it.
No. Now, Xylox, have you ever considered, as a way of paying back the demons who were so cruel to you in your youth, have you ever thought about revenge? Of fighting and destroying demons alongside the forces of good?
Oh, I would love to do such a thing. But usually people find me too grating after too long a time and they don't want to do anything with me. But you guys seem nice. Would you like to continue to hang out with me?
Continues a strong word.
I think Xylox is pretty nice. Well, I don't think he's irritating. Do you think he's irritating?
Well, let's ask him this. Xylox, do you have any side effects?
Yes. Stuffy nose, high fever, sweaty armpits.
Did you say hay fever or high fever?
High fever.
Okay.
What is a high fever?
It's more than 25.
More than 25.
Anything over 25 is too high.
That brings me to a question I've been meaning to ask forever. How is temperature measured on Foon? Like, what's the
degrees?
But what's, like, degrees what?
Oh, Kevin Bacon.
Okay.
Yes, degrees.
Oh, I see. I thought it was Kelvin Bacon, but it's Kevin Bacon.
Yes, that would have been a better thing.
Silence, you're turning orange.
Yes, it's because I'm having such a good time with you. I have to admit, I stored away because bears feel nothing. They are very simple creatures. And yet you have come here, and the feelings that you feel are powerful and strong.
It sounds like corduroy's has a little more depth than
yeah,
some of the
like
other
corduroy
bears.
Has cool, a richer
yeah,
life.
He's got a strong personality. I mean, all the bears were great. I'm friends with all of them. They all revere me, but corduroy is something special.
Yeah,
he also plays the piano.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm.
What is his favorite song?
He just kind of smashes the keys. It's like, bam.
Nice.
You said you know corduroy?
Oh, yeah. Corduroy is the only person who knows of my stowing away upon this boat. But he has been so nice to not share my secret.
That is very nice. What do you do, Xylox? Do you just move from place to place, or do you just plan on staying on the sea forever, or do you have to keep moving in order to not get too invested in other people's emotions?
Well, I used to be a nomadic person. Yes. I would stay upon the land here and make a new home in every town that I did visit. But then I became too familiar with the people, and when they felt something, it made me feel worse because I had a point of context for who they were.
No.
So if I found out that Joe was cheating on Daphne, it made me feel extra bad because
they were on a break.
Oh, they said they were just friends, but I think it was more serious than that. But now I've found the solution to my problem, which is to find myself here upon this boat, or any boat for that matter. Because here I have long stretches at sea where I can find peace.
Well, have you ever thought about just getting a raft and just letting yourself float out towards the sea all by yourself, not even bears around? Or putting yourself in a stone sarcophagus and burying it hundreds of feet beneath the ground?
Yeah, you ever think about that stuff?
Well, I kind of like hanging out occasionally, though.
Oh, you don't want to be completely isolated?
No, no.
I see.
Because the feelings, they are what feed me. I need a steady dose of feelings in order to have energy to survive. The bears provide a low rumble of hunger and boredom, and they make me feel strong.
That might also be Arnie.
Oh.
So Xylox, you need to be fed by emotion, but you don't want to be force-fed like a goose to make foie gras, right? So you can't be overwhelmed by emotion. It's too much.
Exactly.
You stuff yourself.
I need to be medium-sated with emotion at all times.
Oh, so you're an emotional eater.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Semi-sated. Xylox, can you... I don't know. I don't want to feel like you're doing a party trick, but do you mind going around and telling us the emotions that are coming off of each of us?
Absolutely. You, wizard man. you do feel some jealousy, some anger.
What's turning green?
But also a tenderness that you would never share for you.
Me?
Yes. And actually, you're tough to differentiate from the bears.
Yeah, I'm kind of the Chicago bear.
He's turning clear.
And you, the badger.
Wait, let me... Now I'm you. I'm a little demon.
Oh, man, do I look like that?
Well, you're not all covered in
fur.
You're
not black and white like a badger.
Oh, that's cool. You feel sort of self-important and snide?
Oh, thank you. You're turning purple.
Oh, yeah, that's me feeling the same.
You don't need powers to figure that out. Come on.
No, I need my powers. How would you know if someone was happy or sad without empathetic powers?
Well, if somebody's happy and they know it, they'd clap their hands.
That's
so you
right.
You'd see or hear that and know someone's happy.
Or stomp their feet.
Well, yeah.
Also, you have to listen for context clues. Hear the things that people say and read their subtle reactions in their face and their body.
Yeah, I've noticed that a lot of times if people are like, they're sad.
Xylitol, have you ever tried looking at people's faces?
Xylox.
Xylox, sorry.
Xylitol is my stepbrother.
Oh.
He's such a jerk.
Uh-huh.
He got a golf scholarship for state school.
Have we told you
he
about
got to
golf?
Go to the Gulf? G-U-L-F?
Yeah.
No, what's golf?
Golf is a body of water that's not quite a sea and not quite a pond.
And he got a scholarship?
Yeah, he knew the most about it.
What? How much did you know about it?
Not enough.
Yeah, more than me.
Can you feed off your own emotion? Like, just now when you got upset about your brother, you started to turn a very deep red. So were you feeding yourself from your own emotion?
Yes, there is a sort of plant-like energy to me where I can create my own food. But I do need input just as the plants need the sun and soil. I need interaction to give myself its self-starter emotional breakfast.
Yeah, because when you just feed off your own emotion, that's a little bit masturbatory.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you could cast off this power and no longer feel other people's emotions, would you do so?
That is a difficult question to answer. I don't know what it is to be not me. Would you take on this burden of feeling emotions?
Oh, I already feel more deeply than any other being in all of Foon.
And I'm self-important?
Oh, you feel it. I can feel that you feel it.
But you, sir, let me ask you this.
Yes.
If you could stop defining yourself as needing to be the most important person in Foon to defeat the Dark Lord, could you do that?
Ooh.
It's a good point. Well timed. I hear what you are saying.
Oh, I'm so fucking hard right now.
He feels humbled.
Xylox, you have come at the perfect time to teach me an important lesson about looking towards the bigger picture. For I am important, but I am but a cog in the machine. And much like the automaton constable, it takes many cogs to make him work.
And yet, when I look upon you, I can tell that you are destined for great things. Don't tamp down these feelings of confidence. They are true and justified.
He's just saying that because he wants to gobble up your feelings.
Yeah.
Well,
just slurp up those little feelings.
In that case, I shall give him a feast, for I've never been happier to be so powerful. The greatest wizard to e'er walk lands of Foon. I shall defeat all mine enemies, and I shall embarrass Spintax.
That's good.
I shall show them all.
It's like the trolls of Foon say, you can't fight the feeling. Mm. You're just a rainbow of colors.
Oh, boy, that was a good one. That was excellent feeling, Usador.
Iridescent.
Boy, I wish I could put that in a bag and take it out every Sunday.
Why Sunday?
It's my day for myself.
Aw.
Oh, so you have a day that you set aside just for yourself?
Just kind of rest.
It feels like, you know, the rest of the days of the week are for everybody else, for working, for building, for creating. But Sunday is a day that I use to recharge.
Sure. Can I ask... demons, where are they? Are you formed in the core of the of Foon? Are you living in a house?
Where do
demons come from?
Demons come from a conflation of many things. There are elements involved in our creation in the same way that you are carbon-based or whatever you are created by. I am flame-based. There are also demons who are cloud-based. And if they are killed, that you can just create them again. And I, though, come from blue flame.
Ooh.
That blue flame was so hot that it did allow me here more passion than all of my brethren.
Is it safe to have a creature made of flame on this rickety boat?
Well, I was born of flame, but I'm not made of flame. Oh, that's like saying you're your mom.
Ooh, damn. Snap.
You know what? The older I get, the more I feel like I'm turning into my mom.
So you're more flame broiled.
Yes.
Okay. And blue is the hottest flame, right?
As far as I know, I've
It's the warmest color and also the hottest flame.
It is the warmest color.
You're blue.
That's right.
Can you, like, shoot blue flames out of your mouth or something?
Watch.
Whoa. Oh, great.
Just stink lines.
Sail's on fire.
Oh, it's still the smell.
The
burnt.
Stink.
Don't worry.
The sail on fire.
We're surrounded by water. It shall be fine. I shall simply manipulate this water out of the sea.
No, we're in the hot seat. Fire's brighter.
Not good. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to try to put some of these fires out. If we do not come back from the break, then we have drowned and died.
Whew. Oh, lucky I turned into a camel and spit out that fire. We're back, and we're safe for now.
Yeah, lucky and convenient.
Yeah, it is kind of convenient.
Yeah, well, it's kind of fun.
It's very convenient to be able to turn into any kind of animal whenever you want now.
Yeah, somebody say an animal.
Rhinus.
Rhinus. Let me turn into a rhino that's mostly anus.
Yep.
Oh, it's just kind of a butthole with a horn, isn't it?
Oh, and so much hair.
Now do a rhinoceros.
I feel arousal.
I'm going to go back to a badger.
That was not me, though.
You shall be a formidable foe in battle now, for think you can change into any beast the moment you think of it.
Ooh, great. Arnie, this is good. This is a good thing.
No, it's very good. I can
fucking crush it in battle. Now we have a wizard who can do spells. We have a shapeshifter who can turn into anything. I can just turn into a whale and land on people.
Yeah, that's great.
And you.
Yeah, and we have Arnie.
Yeah, I'm real happy for you guys. I'm going to go.
Why?
Wait, don't mind me. I'm going to go
Silas
look out.
Why is turning blue?
What's wrong with Arnie?
I'm going to go look out at the sea.
Arnie is feeling incompetent and incomplete. He feels like he is useless, pathetic, and empty.
Okay.
Arnie, do you hear what Silence is saying?
Yeah.
Does that ring true?
Yeah, I think I'm going to keen for a while.
What do you think keen means?
I'm not sure what that is.
Are you singing a keen song?
Arnie, listen to me for a moment.
Yeah.
You are the linchpin. Someone back me up here.
Arnie, you are the... When two hands meet, you are the moisture that collects between those two hands.
That's not as good as linchpin, I know.
When you keen, you are the champions.
Think about it.
You keen, I keen, we all keen.
For?
No, we just keen.
Oh.
It's not for anything.
But wait, why do you require the need to be successful in battle? What type of quest are you on?
We are members of the Silent Eye.
We've got these coins.
Got these cool-ass coins.
Oh, the Silent Eye. I have heard of such a secret society.
You have?
Yes, I am not a part of them, no. Oh. I am part of their sister organization, the Silent GH.
Oh, I can slay?
Yes, exactly.
Well, that's incredible. You should join us and help us defeat evil.
But what cause, who is the source of this evil?
Oh, I believe you know as a demon... For all your brethren and sisters did swear fealty. Brethren and sistren did swear their fealty.
I think it's brethren and Slytherin.
All your demon brothers and sisters swore their fealty to the Dark Lord.
Yes, but I did not. I even stole a page from his horrid book.
What?
Yes.
The Book of Sight?
Absolutely.
The book we're looking for?
You're looking for the Book
we're
of Sight?
For the Book of Sight, now that I think about
gosh,
it.
Oh my gosh, I have a page from the Book of Sight.
What? Oh my
the
god.
This is nuts. Oh my
this
god.
This is crazy. If we hadn't asked about this, if we hadn't just happened to stumble
Why
on this
we,
topic.
We're moving. We're literally moving throughout. We're traversing Foon, but we're forgetting to ask people stuff.
Like, who knows how many people we have... talk to who have pages from the Book of Sight, and we just haven't asked.
You never know. There are many lost pages of the Book of Sight.
Oh,
lost?
You know something I just realized?
Hmm.
The word sight is what you do with eyes, and it has an I in it and a GH. That's something.
And yeah. The GH is silent.
Sight, yeah, it is.
Oh,
so
this all means something.
Or it doesn't.
Things mean things.
But you're saying there are many missing pages?
Ah, yes. All those who rebel against the Dark Lord do so by tearing a page out of his book. It is the only way to break contact with him forever. Oh,
Trunt, that's it! We must collect these pages and see what power lies within them that can be used against that Dark Lord.
This is amazing. Frylock, thank you so much. This has been so helpful.
It's Zylock.
What is it?
Zylock.
Shylock. What did I say?
You said, I can't remember. It's Zylock.
Just I thought it was Zylox.
Oh, wait, it is. The X is sometimes silent.
Oh, what makes it silent? What makes it sometimes an X?
Hungry for salmon.
It depends on how much I trust you. It is the same way that sometimes you say you or thou, depending on how familiar you are with a person.
Sure.
Now I consider you my friends, so you have graduated to Zylock versus Zylox.
Oh, wonderful. Oh,
well, thank you, Mylax.
Should we throw our hats in the air? Or?
If you do, make sure that they freeze in the sky for but a moment.
I shall do it, even now. My hat in the air. Trust with Brown.
Oh, yeah, I can't do that.
I feel happy. He's turning the world on with his smile.
We're going to make it.
Oh, we're sailing away, and my hat is still frozen back there.
No, nope.
Can we turn around and go get my hat?
No, you lost your weird Donald Duck hat.
But I didn't.
Now put some pants on.
Here, as my friends, I give you this page as a symbol of my loyalty to you over the Dark Lord.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He produced a little person who's going to help us do stuff, a page.
I am at your service.
Thank you so much.
And you can also take this piece of paper with text on it.
Oh.
Even better.
Let's throw this page overboard.
Oh, bye, buddy.
So long. Good luck to you.
I feel fear, and now nothing.
Oh.
I'm sure that page is fine, and probably hanging out with Rodney. I guess. I don't know.
Hey, listener, you decide. Take out a piece of paper. Write down whether the page lived or died, fold it up, put it in a box, keep it for yourself. Check in with it every once in a while.
I'll never forget that page. His name was Jason Todd.
Now, Zylock, what's next for you? Now that you've given us the page from the Book of Sight, are you going to continue to stay here with the bears, or will you continue to find other ways to fight evil alongside us?
I feel like your bravery and courage has infused within me.
Ooh, you're
turning
gold.
No longer can I stand beneath decks hiding from my emotions and the emotions of the world. There is too much pain. Instead of changing myself to not feeling anything, I will change the world to make it more happy.
Oh, wow, what a great orator he is.
Yes, that's a wonderful idea.
A beautiful speech.
For happiness begets happiness. You shall bring goodness and good feelings into the world, and thus you shall sup upon them.
Absolutely. It is sort of a selfish thing for me. It sounds nice, but I'm doing it for me.
Well, you're doing it for yourself, but it does benefit others.
I'll take it.
What emotions taste the best?
Sexual frustration.
Ooh, you must be having a feast right now.
Oh, I'm going crazy.
Interesting. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Honestly, on boats, generally, sexual frustration is rampant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, glad Crom isn't here.
Oh, wait, I just realized something. I can turn into an earthworm and fuck myself. Is that how the earthworms work?
Yeah, I guess.
Arnie, you seem upset.
And he just realized it.
I'm also surprised you have earthworms on Foon. But whatever, go fuck yourself.
No. This has been clearly discussed in the past. Earth is dirt. It is dirt in the ground. Why you decided to name your planet after dirt is beyond
you.
Me.
What do you call dirt on your planet, Foon?
Earth, I guess, or dirt.
That seems confusing. We have two different names for these things.
Yeah,
it's very strange.
Mind. I don't know. Are you upset that I have better powers
he
now?
Is. I can prove it. See?
Look, it used to be that Usador was the magic one, and me and you, we were like, you're a little bit magic, but, you know, like, you're just always a fucking bat. Like, you might as well not have been magic. What the fuck?
That's and very now, dismissive.
Now I'm just, like, the only not magic one, and all I have is this very popular podcast that will probably be the most important thing that will eventually save everybody, but until
Why
then...
Why can't you be happy for my success? I mean, you have a very popular, successful podcast. Would you be upset if your friends didn't celebrate your success?
I mean, I guess I would. I guess if my friends didn't go to Apple Podcasts and leave a review and rate the podcast. I would be upset. I guess I feel like everyone on Earth that doesn't leave a positive review of
I'm
Hello from the Magic Tavern
on
Apple Podcast, it's kind of feels like a betrayal. So you're right.
Arnie, you're still my best friend. What do you want me to turn into? I'll turn into that and I'll stay that for a week. Please let it be an Arthur.
I guess if it'll make you happy, turn into a dirty little dirt worm and go fuck yourself.
Thank you, buddy. You're truly the best.
Yeah.
I want you to know that even though I feel great towers of frustration and anger amongst you, it is built on a platform of respect and love.
Oh,
that might be coming from the bears.
Yeah, one out of two ain't bad.
You're picking up the wrong signal, my man. We got a shaky foundation. Xylox, is there somewhere we can drop you off,
please,
or are you going to stay on the ship?
Xylox, we're cool, man.
Oh, I forgot I graduated. Let me turn my tassel to the side here.
There, now throw your cap in the air and let it stick.
Well, fell back down. You sort of a little help?
Zerithroth!
There you go.
Now can we go back for both of the hats?
No.
Oh.
Is there somewhere we can drop you off, or do you want to stay put?
Put me on the closest island that's inhabited. I will go there to spread the word of you heroes.
Oh.
We will rise up against the enemy of the Dark Lord and create more happiness and joy for all.
Ooh, the bears gave me this map. Corduroy had one under the bar. So let's see. Oh, Emotions Island is pretty close.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to Emotions Island.
That sounds like you're dropping me in the deep end.
Well, there's Love Island over here. That's just a singular emotion.
I feel like Love Island is a good idea in, like, a meeting, but when you actually watch it, it just sort of is confusing
kind of a fucking
and annoying.
Mess. Yeah.
What about Chaste Island? Sounds like you could get a good meal there.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, an island where everyone's being chased.
Yeah, I mean, it still works. Everyone is being chased.
Yeah, by bears.
Oh, no.
Oh, Arnie, also on the map, I did find the winged whale.
Oh, that's right. You were talking about that boat.
Yeah, to Rodney, it's a giant winged whale.
Uh-huh.
Right? A whale with wings.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Name.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It has
we get
a boat
that part.
On its back, uh-huh. And it can fly.
Oh,
so if we find that
wings.
Boat, we can go anywhere in Foon.
Wow. Okay.
But I found its sort of home base here.
What's its home base? Let me look at this map. Yeah. Winged whale home base.
Yeah. What did you think I was going to say?
I don't know. I thought you were just poorly saying that.
No.
Winged whale home base right here on the map.
Should we search it out?
Sure. Normally, before today, I would have said no. I mean, we're on a straight path to try to find the Book of Sight. But, you know, we just talked to you, Zybo, and we just asked
Way
you.
Way off, man.
We were just talking to you, and you just happen to have a book from the page of sight.
Look for reformed villains, ones who once were evil but now attempt to be good, and you will find more pages.
Reformed villains.
Do we know any reformed villains?
And we melt them down and then re-temper them.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Ooh, tempera?
I feel like we do know reformed villains. Oh, man, I feel like we'd just really be sticking the landing of this episode if we actually remembered one where we're like, it's blank. We gotta go find him.
Squibbert?
Nah, Squibbert's never really totally evil. We'll think about it.
Yeah. Hey, Xylox, what do you know about Tech Wars?
I don't think anybody knows anything about Tech Wars.
What I was talking about the other day.
Oh, no. Come on. Let's not make Tech Wars the thread that we
He seems very confident that we should all know about it, but I have no idea.
Season 3. Is that the one where they just keep talking about Tech Wars? Every week, I'm like, oh, a new episode. Can't wait for the Tech Wars reference they drop.
Isn't that a thing?
Eventually, we got to read this page, I guess.
Oh, yeah, let's read this page.
The page is illegible to me. It'll take some time to decipher it. I'll have to check with my other books and tomes that I've brought with me.
How many books and tomes did you bring on the ship?
I've got quite a few hidden in my hat.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh.
Your hat is frozen back there in the air.
My captain's hat.
Oh.
Were you wearing a little captain's hat on top of your other hat?
Yes.
I thought I saw that.
Very well. I shall begin my work of deciphering this language, and soon it will give us some clue as to where to go next, or who to find, or what weapon we need to destroy evil once and for all.
So tune in next week to see if we get a clue.
The blue demon's clues.
Hey, Steve.
Chunt. My name's Chunt.
Oh, yes, Chunt. Sorry. I'll just write this down in my handy-dandy notebook.
Oh, guys, hey, look! Oh, my gosh, look, it's Corduroy!
Hey!
Corduroy, you wanna say anything?
Classic.
Well, that's terrifying. I'm sorry, I'm just still scared of bears.
He's offering you a stein.
Oh,
Arnie, he's showing you his stain on his vest. His bear stain.
No, before you said it was stein.
No, he always said stain.
It's always been stain.
He always said stain.
I swear before it was stein.
I don't think so.
What the fuck? Am I going crazy?
Listeners, you decide.
Well, at the very least, I do know the Raisin Brand son definitely had sunglasses.
I'm an earthworm now, so I'm going to go to my cabin below.
Yep.
Sure, I could linger on them realizing there was a great way to land the episode and then not being able to, even with editing equipment, but I'm just too thrilled with this plot development. Now that they've got that locket from Regulus Black, the book page from what's-his-name, they're sure to triumph. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Shapeshifter was played by Adol Rafai. Mylanta, no. Zizor, no. Xylox the Demon was played by special guest Andy Junk. When Andy's not performing regularly at Chicago's IO Theater, with the Improvised Shakespeare Company or the Harold Team gone, he's traveling the world as a single young man on the arm of his old high school English teacher. Really? Ask him! Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and after a vicious legal tantrum, Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Don't say great job, Lincoln.
Okay, but you are doing great.
The Hello from the Magic Tavern logo is by Aller Leban. Original theme song by Andy Poland. Sea Shanty Variation by Arnie Parrott. And boy, are they getting the money's worth from that tune. Check out Arnie's website, atptunes.com. And after that, Lincoln, you can just kill time. If you want to target any individuals who have wronged you, that can go here. I wouldn't divulge any critical secrets, but odds are no one's listening.
I had a rock when I was 12, and I never saw it come out, so I'm pretty sure it's still in there.
Oh, I should have added, I'm not listening either.